On the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we talked to a Newton Girls basketball coach, Jake Bennett. Newton Girls will be taking on Knoxville at Wells Fargo Arena, game that can be heard on the KRLS3 stream with pregame at 11:45 today and the tip-off at 12 noon. They'll be taking on Knoxville after picking up a 58-47 win at home last night against Des Moines Hoover to improve to 5-3. Caught up with Coach Bennett after the win. Here's what he had to say. Coach Bennett, kind of a slow start, I think, would be safe to say. Your thoughts on it, kind of how the game went tonight?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, you know, it took a little bit of time for us to kind of get up to par about what we were trying to do, kind of get into a rhythm offensively in our zone offense, as well as they were playing a 2-3 zone. So, once we kind of settled in, I think the third quarter we kind of came out. The message at halftime was to come out and be selfless with the ball, be more aggressive defensively in the stance, and kind of create offense with our defense. And once we were able to kind of do that in the third quarter, it took off a little bit. And then, you know, it kind of created a game. Hoover shot the ball well and created some shots for themselves on the three-point line as well. So, you know, I was kind of proud for our girls for responding to start the second half, and then proud of our younger girls at the end of the game to kind of hold off and kind of close the deal off for us. So, you know, some good learning opportunities for us overall, but, you know, it's a battle, and we found a way to get it done.
that's the important thing. You come out with a win at the end. But, yeah, it was 16 straight points that I had you for coming out of the locker room.
Did you say what was it?
I had you at 16 straight points before they scored.
Yeah. Our girls kind of responded really well, I think, at the beginning of the third quarter. So it was good to see that.
Haley Dickerson, a big night to 12 points for her. The only other player, Alex Jarvis, senior, 10 points. She kind of got a little hurt there on a screen she didn't see. And then after that, she came back and lit it up.
Yeah, she... I think that kind of put a spark in her a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Haley, especially in the rest of the post girls, once we kind of got the ball reversed a lot more and found her open looks, we had a lot of high-low opportunities in that 2-3. So props to Haley and the other girls for being able to find her and for her to kind of hit those shots down low when we had the opportunities to do that. And then, like you said, Alex Jarvis kind of came back and responded well and kind of sparked the team as well defensively. So both those girls played really well as far as their teammates did too.
Got Brooke Jarvis in there for some extended time tonight, too, and she got 5 points. And, of course, probably wanted to play some more players than normal with a quick turnaround for tomorrow.
Absolutely. So it's kind of two reasons why we kind of kept some younger girls there at the end. One is, you know, I trust them. I see them at practice battling every day and know that they can compete with the girls that we have in as well. And wanted to have them in that situation to be able to battle and close that game out. And I think it was a good experience for them to be able to do that. And then, you know, playing a game tomorrow is just kind of good to get some other players in, kind of spread some time and allow them to not be dead tired for a game tomorrow as well.
So what time are you guys going to be heading out to head up to Des Moines?
Yeah, we're getting up early to have some breakfast and then quick shoot around. We'll leave around 10 o'clock and get there hopefully about an hour, hour and a half ahead of time. Get some shots up. It's a different environment, different type of look with that, you know, no wall behind the hoop at all.
Yeah,
so
that's
arena
that's
look will
be
different. But it'll be good for us to kind
of
get there and get some shots up in that environment, get used to it before the game, and then we'll be ready to go out and battle.
Are you making breakfast?
I'm not. No way. They don't want that.
They don't want that. Huh? No. All right. Well, hey, appreciate you coming up and talking with us again, and congratulations on the win.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Those were the comments of Newton Girls basketball coach Jake Bennett at halftime of the boys' game as we covered the Newton Girls and Boys hosting Des Moines Hoover last night at Newton High School. And again, the Newton Girls and Boys will both be taking on Knoxville today at Wells Fargo Arena up in Des Moines. That is the Coach's Corner with Jake Bennett, powered by Hy-Vee.